Morning everyone, and it is Christmas Eve, so I hope you're having an amazing Christmas full with fun and friends and family and all that kind of stuff. I was just thinking through the power of being thankful and the power technology that is literally in the words thank you. I think they're literally a gift from God, and we often undervalued them and underutilized thank you. I know you're thinking parents telling you to use your pleases and thank yous and your basic manners, but basic manners aren't necessarily employed often enough, I don't think, these days. And there's actually technology, there's actually power in those words thank you. And it's not just when someone does something nice to you, but I have found that it's actually amazing in such a vast array of situations. Thank you can stop a foolish conversation. You know, you're stuck with someone and they're blabbing on about something. Instead of saying, look, I'm bored with this, or, you know what I mean, you're off your tree, or, you know what I mean, I actually disagree, you can just say thank you. You say, hey, look, thanks for that, thank you so much, but there's other things I do need to get onto. Or thank you, that's a great point, and I'll take that on board and start moving moving away from that person. Thank you can turn a hurt, a pain, or an abuse on its head. So you can literally, it's not just what happens to us sometimes, but also it is how we feel about that. And it's hard to change how you feel about that, except through words. Time helps, yes, but the words that you banner and encapsulate a situation over it. And so you can actually say thank you. You know, there's a Japanese tidying expert. She's an organizing consultant. Her name's Maria Kondo. And she has developed the art of thanking things, because she's saying people clutter and then they hold on to things, even they're like, oh, that meant something to my dad. It's like, well, why is it in the basement? You know what I mean? Just in a full, either you, the things that you own, the items, if they are of value, if they are important, then put them on the mantelpiece. And if you can't, then she actually talks about thanking things before you discard them, or when you discard them. And that is a way of actually being able to release and say, look, thank you for this item, whatever it was, clothing or something, and say, thank you, you were great, or you taught me something. You taught me that not to buy when I'm hungry, or taught me to that, fluorescent yellow is not my color, or thank you that you were amazing when I was a teenager, this t-shirt, but you don't fit me anymore. And then when you're saying thank you, you can actually release things from your life, physical things, as well as hurts and things like that. So anyway, you can look up her. She's great. Maria Kondo, the Japanese tidying expert. But it really made me think through how many situations we can use thank you in. Thank you makes you a bigger person. If something average happens, or something minute happens, something bad or something good, when you acknowledge it with a thank you, you can move on to a bigger situation. It actually makes you bigger on the inside. And thank you turns excuses and whinging into fuel or food or nourishment, rather than, oh, you know, someone was annoying to me, or they held me back in my 20s. You say, you know what, thank you so much, 20s. I learned so much from those situations, and it taught me a lot, and it's made me into the person I am today, and it's helped me to hold the right importance of time and opportunity, and I don't tolerate fools as often now, or for as long, or whatever it is. Rather than excuses and whinging. So thank you can flip so much on its head. Thank you actually cuts the cord from you being attached to the drama. Someone else's drama, sometimes you feel attached to, and when you say, look, thank you, but that's not for me. It gives on the front end. And even scripture talks about, you know, be thankful in all things, always. You know what I mean? It says be joyful and be in prayer, and also be thankful. And so there's definitely this encouragement for us, not just when something great happens and someone buys you an ice cream or shouts your lunch, but thank you actually opens the doors of great opportunity. And it sparks joy. When you feel and show gratitude for people, and even for situations or for items. And when you say thank you to someone, maybe, someone's done a very normal thing for you, or done a very normal thing for a bunch of people, but if you're the only one that says thank you, there's just such a different tone in that relationship or situation. And there's just something about it that makes you appreciate, it grows you, it also releases you from the drama. So use the power of technology today and have an amazing day. Love ya, bye.